This is Bird Note. Passion and strength of character often define those who go to great lengths to photograph birds. Photographer and naturalist Paul Banik illustrates.
I recall one trip when I was going to the Arctic to photograph snowy owls and short-eared owls on the nest on the tundra. And I had thought about polar bears. As you know, they are one of the few animals that will actually hunt human beings. And I was told that, no, don't worry, when you're up there, the ice will be out. And polar bears only come on to the tundra when the ice is in. Well, I felt reassured by this and went ahead and planned my trip. And here I was, the last week of June, flying into Barrow, Alaska, and noticing that the ice was actually in. So when I landed, I talked to some of the villagers, and I asked the first one, should I be worried about the polar bears coming out of the tundra? And the man said, it's up to the bears. So I tried to find someone else, and there was an older gentleman. He looked quite wise, and I asked him again. I said, I plan to be out on the tundra for several days. In my blind, should I worry about the polar bears, or will they be dangerous to me? And he pauses for what seemed like 5 minutes, and he looks up at me without moving his head up, just his eyes raised towards me, and he says, let the bear decide. And so I decided to do that, let the bear decide, and I took my blind out on the tundra, and I went to photograph the owls.
You'll find a link to Paul Banik's photography on birdnote.org.